Welcome to the Candidates Public Square, a special edition of our regular Public Square program on WILL Radio, featuring commentaries from candidates for public office in Champaign and Urbana. We invited candidates in contested races for Champaign School Board, Urbana School Board, and Parkland Community College Board of Trustees to submit a commentary of 2 minutes or less about why voters should vote for them. We begin with the candidates for Champaign School Board. There are 6 candidates to choose from. Incumbent Jeffrey Wampler did not respond to our offer to submit a commentary.
My name is Nicole Storch. I am a candidate for the Champaign Unit 4 School Board. For 37 years, I have worked with the Champaign Public Schools as a parent, a teacher, a dean of students, and as a school board member. I have consistently advocated for the highest academic standards for all students. To do this, we must provide the necessary curricular resources to ensure that each child is challenged to the best of his or her ability. In addition, in order to close the achievement gap, we must provide a support system for those students whose parents either cannot or will not help them in school. I support every effort to ensure that our schools are safe and orderly. We must provide an atmosphere where teachers can teach and children can learn. To do this, discipline must be enforced fairly and consistently throughout the district, and parent involvement should be encouraged at every level. I have earned a reputation as a financial conservative. This district is deeply in debt, and difficult decisions will have to be made. I pledge to continue to manage the district's resources in a responsible manner. Public service has always been an important part of my life. I believe that my background and experience in the schools gives me a unique perspective. In short, I have a record I am running on, not running from. I ask your support and your confidence one more time. Thank you.
My name is Randy Coble. I'm running for the Unit 4 School Board. I'm a lifelong resident of Champaign, a product of the Unit 4 school system, and the father of 2 sons attending Franklin Middle School. My sole purpose for running is to serve the interests of the district students in the best possible manner. I believe that public schools are critical to everyone, and that good public schools reflect a healthy community. The Unit 4 district faces many challenges, including a budget deficit, retaining our wonderful teachers and support staff, equity issues, and an aging physical plant. How we face these challenges now will define us as a community for many years. I believe that we can resolve our issues by establishing a sense of trust between the district administration, the teachers and staff, the board, and the many diverse sectors of our community. We can only do this if everyone becomes involved with a willingness to speak frankly and listen openly. We have ready access to an incredibly well-educated and talented community. We need to tap that pool of talent for creative solutions. We should expect nothing short of excellence from our public schools. We have no problems that can't be resolved by good management, good planning, and goodwill. Schools are not just buildings full of kids. They're our future. There are future employees, bosses, civic leaders, and neighbors. To accept mediocrity from our schools is to accept mediocrity in every aspect of our lives. The only promise I make is to work hard for our children, to study the issues, listen carefully, and make my decisions based on what is best for all of the children. Thank you for your time.
My name is Barry Rao, and I'm running for the Champaign Unit 4 School Board. I retired in June 2004 after 33 years of teaching. 25 of those years were in the Champaign schools. I have taught mathematics, physics, chemistry, and computer science in Champaign, Danville, Oakwood, at the Illinois State University High School, Storefront School, and Parkland College. I also served as Educational Technology Director for the Champaign schools for 4 years. My wife is a first grade teacher at Bottenfield School in Champaign, and both of my children attended the Champaign schools and are now in college. I believe we need to provide the best education possible for all students. The current concern about the African-American student achievement gap needs to be faced not just so we can get out from under the court's consent decree, but because it is right. All students can learn, and our schools have not done as well as we can to close the achievement gap. But the current method of facing this problem is ignoring those who will help these students the most: the fine teaching staff of the Champaign schools. For true learning to take place, we must help the people who are in the front line of education do their job. True educational reform comes out of dedicated teachers deciding to make changes. This cannot be dictated by the Board or administration. Support and respect for the teaching staff is what will make these reforms successful. The administrative team needs to see that the Board expects them to work with the teachers, not micromanage them. There needs to be a change in the Board. My name is Barry Rao, and I would appreciate your vote for Unit 4 School Board on April 5th.
I'm Arlene Blank, a candidate for the Champaign Unit 4 School Board. I retired from the school district in June 2002 after 29 years, the last 16 as the Assistant Superintendent for Support Services. I'm very knowledgeable about the district and am very concerned about its recent fiscal problems. Unit 4 has been the beneficiary of several years of sustained economic growth in Champaign and Savoy, growth which has provided significant financial resources for the district. Unfortunately, in a little more than 2.5 years, the district has found itself with a debt of almost $5 million. At a time when the district is focusing on increasing academic achievement, it must cut its budget. Discussion on how to continue to provide quality education, which Unit 4 owes to its students and taxpayers, has to date not addressed the need for a fiscal written plan, which would lessen the impact of the budget cuts and develop ways and means whereby the district will live within its budget and avoid the fiscal problems in future years which it now faces. The district needs to permanently employ a business manager with the expertise to manage an $80 million budget. The voters in Unit 4 need to elect board members on April 5th who will pay attention to fiscal affairs rather than apparently approving expenditures without sufficient study and realizing the impact they will have on the budget and ultimately student achievement. I am asking you to cast your vote for Arlene Blank on April 5th, and I pledge that I will work diligently to serve as a board member who sets policy and not micromanage, and work with my fellow board members to develop a fiscal plan which provides for a balanced budget within which the district can live and continue to increase student achievement.
My name is Dave Tomlinson, and I am a candidate for the Champaign Schools Unit 4 Board of Education. My family and I have lived in the Champaign area for almost 20 years. We have two children in the district, a daughter at Centennial and a son at Jefferson. Through my position as a local firefighter, I've had the opportunity to teach many of your children important fire safety and water safety lessons in their classrooms. Over the last 8 years, I have had the pleasure of being in all the district's elementary and middle schools, along with Centennial High School, to bring important safety messages to our children. I have become increasingly concerned about the lack of equity for all students in the district, the lack of support that teachers and staff receive, and the overall climate in the schools. I have seen behavior and discipline issues that are getting worse. These issues, along with the current financial situation of the district, have motivated me to try and bring positive change to the board. When you elect me to serve your children, the teachers and staff, and you, the taxpayers, I will work hard to make governance decisions with the following guiding principles. Number one, how does this decision affect the achievement of every segment of our student population? Number two, how does this decision affect the teachers and support staff? And number three, how does this decision affect the dollar investment you have made with your local, state, and federal taxes? I firmly believe that besides the child's family, that the most important people in a young person's life are the teachers, principals, and school staff. We as parents, citizens, and taxpayers must support these hardworking people who help shape the very future of our society. I look forward to serving your children and you over the next 4 years, and I appreciate your vote. Look at the bottom of the ballot for David Tomlinson.
You're listening to The Candidates Public Square on WILL Radio. And now commentaries from the candidates in contested races for Urbana School Board, District 2. There are two candidates to choose from.
Hello, my name is Jerry Gustin Moreland. I am currently a member of the Board of Education, Urbana School District 116, Ward 2. It has been my pleasure to serve on the Board of Education and the community of Urbana. My journey began when my third daughter, Novella, enrolled at King's School in Urbana. Naturally, my wife, Shirley, and I became involved in every facet of our daughter's education. Shirley and I joined the PTA and later heard of a grassroots organization by the name of United Citizens and Neighbors, UCAN. This organization meets once a month to improve the educational and living standards for residents in the King's School and Carl Park neighborhoods. I joined UCAN and in time was elected its president. In response to the overcrowding issues at King's School, UCAN was involved in a petition to the Urbana School District for the four classroom addition. In the year 2003, there was an election for the vacant seat on the Urbana Board of Education, so I ran as a write-in candidate for Ward 2 and 1. In the next 4 years, I'd like to continue to serve the members of my community, to continue to work for the students of our district, to ensure that all students get the best opportunities for a quality education. There are resolutions to the issues of closing the achievement gap, the budget, the unkept promise of Governor Blagojevich to provide the remaining funds totaling $250,000 to the Urbana School District 116 for the four classrooms added at King's School, all of which I'd like to be a part of. These are just a few reasons why I'd appreciate your vote on April 5th. Most important for the quality of education provided to the students of Urbana School District 116. Thank you for your time and consideration, and to WILL Radio for the candidate's public square. Thank you.
My name is Benita Rollins Gay. I am a candidate for Urbana School Board. For many years, I have been working with the schools on various levels. I am very involved in the community, and I have a certain passion for the children of Urbana. And I feel that I can make a difference because times have changed. I feel wholeheartedly I can still continue the process with working with the families, but I will be able to communicate with the families all what actually is going on that I feel is important. Based on there is a communication gap, I feel I will be able to share pertinent information that will assist the families in all levels of the education of their children. Please vote for me on Tuesday, April 5th. I want to make a difference. Benita Rollins Gay.
You're listening to The Candidates Public Square on WILL Radio. Now commentaries from the candidates for the Parkland Board of Trustees. There are six candidates to choose from. The top three vote-getters will serve six-year terms.
I'm Donna Gertz. I'm running for the Parkland College Board of Trustees. I feel privileged to have taught at Parkland for the past 24 years. It is a tremendous asset in this community. I've always been active in community affairs and have experience in government, education, and business that will make me an effective trustee. In light of our financial situation in the future, I feel especially qualified for this position because of my business background. At Parkland, I taught management, marketing, and business-related courses. I also know the college, its strengths and challenges, and the diversity of the student body. I have met so many wonderful students throughout my teaching career there. Most are so appreciative of help and direction from the faculty. I found it very rewarding. In my retirement, I would like to give back to this outstanding college and community. Parkland will be facing some daunting challenges in the future, shrinking of state funding, and the growing number of underprepared students. Another challenge is the way Parkland embraces new technologies while maintaining its tradition as a student-friendly institution. I believe board members will be confronted with technology issues that we can scarcely imagine today. As demonstrated by my campaign, I will be an active and involved trustee who will represent the college well in the local community and the state. My goal in running for the Parkland College Board of Trustees is to ensure that Parkland continues to provide a positive, high-quality learning environment for its students at an affordable price and to enhance the college's role in the community and its service to students in the area. I ask that you vote on April 5th for Donna Gertz. Thank you very much.
Good morning. I would like to introduce myself. This is David Ehler. I currently reside at 4007 East Airport Road, Urbana, with my wife, Julie. We have one son, Aaron, and our late daughter, Amber. I currently serve on the Parkland Board of Trustees, and I desire to continue in that capacity. I graduated from Rantoul Township High School in 1970. In 1974, I received my Bachelor of Science degree from the School of Agriculture at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale and have worked at the family business in Thomasboro, managing the retail agricultural seed division since that time. Having the privilege to serve as a trustee on the Parkland Board has afforded me the opportunity to work with some of the best people available in post-secondary education. The administration, faculty, and staff have positioned the college on a solid foundation for the future. In times of declining state financial support, increasing health care costs, and increasing enrollments, to name a few issues, the college has continued to excel. The opportunities for the future of the college remain numerous. The interest level remains high in an equine center, and the completion of the greenhouse project remain as but two areas of my attention. As a board member, I would like to continue to lend my ideas and experience to the college. I hope to retain my seat on the Board of Trustees at Parkland College. I would like to continue to give back to the community that has given so much to me and would appreciate your vote in the April 5th election. Thank you. This is David Ehler.
My name is Dana Trimble, and I'm a candidate for re-election to the Parkland College Board of Trustees. It has been my pleasure and honor to serve as a member of the Parkland Board and to participate in helping an already exceptional institution become stronger, more flexible, more diverse, and better positioned to move forward in the future. I was born and raised on a grain and livestock farm in Douglas County and graduated from Newman High School. I received both a bachelor and master's degree from the University of Illinois in agriculture. My wife, Benny, works at the U of I in the Dean's Office of the College of Engineering. We have three children, two children-in-law, and a granddaughter. My diverse work career includes years on the family farm and several years in management of a seed corn company, a hazardous waste recycling plant, locally owned banks, and now with Cargill, buying grain, contracting specialty grains, and tailoring strategies to help maximize farmers' returns. Throughout these years, our family has been active in local school, church, and community activities. I served on our local school board for over 12 years. I have taken courses at Parkland College to enhance the knowledge or skills required in current occupations, as well as having taken courses to help in career transitions. Our children all benefited from the College for Kids program. My desire to serve another term is the same desire that motivated me to seek election before, a chance to give back to the area that has provided me educational opportunities, a good place to raise a family, and several career opportunities. Parkland College belongs to the citizens of the district and provides much more than classrooms. It's a gathering place for skill development, continuing education, cultural events, and social interaction. Whether on the main campus or at a satellite location, whether through a young or a young-at-heart student, Parkland pays dividends by returning productive, enriched minds to the community. Elect a Parkland College Board of Trustees with the experience, knowledge, and commitment to keep Parkland College a strong community center. Thank you.
My name is Al Weiss, and I am running for Parkland Board of Trustees. In December, a Parkland professor contacted me about running for the Board of Trustees. He was concerned about the future direction of the college when budgets are uncertain and there may be changes in administration. He knew that because I am an educator with more than 15 years' experience, I would ensure that community concerns were integrated into any policy decisions that the college made. I accepted the challenge and put my name on the ballot. As with all publicly funded education, the greatest challenge facing Parkland will be maintaining a high level of education while state and federal funds are being reduced. It is imperative that someone with an education background evaluate the impacts of the cuts in order to mitigate their impact on Parkland's most vital assets, its faculty, staff, and students. As a member of the Board of Trustees, I will ensure that all Parkland's faculty, staff, and students are given top priority when budget and funding decisions are being made. In the coming years, my priorities will be ensuring that Parkland remains friendly and accessible to students with families by working to expand daycare options and enhance other programs for students with small children. I will also ensure that Parkland maintains and extends flexible class scheduling, night and weekend classes, and online distance courses for students who work full-time or live in rural areas far from campus. And last, I will ensure that tuition remains reasonable and affordable for all residents of the Parkland District. Parkland is a vital and important asset to East Central Illinois' education community, and I ask for your trust in making sure it remains available for all those who need it. Please vote for Al Weiss for Parkland Board of Trustees on April 5th.
Hello, I'm Susan Maurer, and I'm a candidate for trustee for the Parkland College Board. I retired from Parkland in 2002 after 28 and a half years as an instructor in the X-ray program. I was the department chair for health professions for my last 15 years. I've lived in Tolono for the last 23 years and served on the Unit 7 School Board for 7 years from 1989 to 1996. I was elected to the Regional Board of Education for Champaign and Ford Counties in 1997. I am very interested in career and vocational education and was instrumental in the establishment of the dual credit program through which high school students can take Parkland classes and earn credit both at the high school and college level. I believe that two pressing issues facing Parkland College over the next few years are the replacement of long-term faculty, staff, and administration, and the maintenance of high-quality career and technical programs. Community colleges were started to meet local needs for high-quality, lower-cost education. They are experiencing many retirements of the first generation of faculty and staff. Hiring the right people as replacements is critical to continuing the excellent reputation Parkland College has earned. Even as state funding is becoming problematic for community colleges, the public schools are closing vocational and technical programs because of a lack of funding, low enrollment, and lack of trained teachers. Parkland does an excellent job of listening to the community through its advisory committees and futures conferences and using that input to create and adapt programs to meet the needs of our district. That relationship with the community must continue. I am confident that I have the skills and experience to be an excellent contributing trustee. Again, I'm Susan Maurer, and I hope you'll vote for me on April 5th.
My name is Paul Quinlan. I was a public school teacher for 35 years. I have been a member of the Parkland Board for 2 terms, totaling 12 years. I would submit that the Parkland Board of Trustees has been a strong, supportive force backing Dr. Zalima Harris, Parkland's president. Parkland College has been of service to everyone, both in and out of District 505, who has a need for educational help from a community college. The Parkland Board has a way of arriving at an agreement when there's a difference of opinion on the issues that they face. I believe that it is in the best interest of the public to continue with the current board for another term. As I am part of that board, I ask for your vote on April 5th. Paul Quinlan.
The Candidates Public Square is a companion to The Public Square. The Public Square on AM 580 is open to any and all opinions, especially responses to commentaries heard here. The opinions reflect only those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, you can start the process by calling the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074. Or you can see the complete commentary policy on our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL Urbana.